It's now time for Thursday's Roundup, proudly brought to you by Add-A-Touch Floral and Gifts. For flowers bigger than your last-minute panic, Schmidt Woodland Hills, keeping things steady while the rest of us chase squirrels. Richland Hospital, keeping you healthy. Cardinal Glass AG, because broken windows make surprise wind tunnels. Badgerland Flooring, installing floors, kitchens, and bathrooms so smooth you might slide right into Monday. And Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, making sure goodbyes are graceful and your weird family stories live on. Today's show has more excitement than a raccoon in a garbage can. And don't miss Hank's love lines. Hank says, if she laughs at your jokes, well, that's true love. If she steals your TV remote, hide immediately.
Run.
Kick back, tune in, and let Thursday's Roundup make your day just weird enough to be wonderful.
Move them on. It's time for the Roundup.
Hey, what's going on?
God, I think I'm getting over a cold.
Getting better, aren't you?
Does my voice sound like it?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
So anyway, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, I'm good.
Did you work last night, I see?
I was here a little bit. If it was too hard to work, but I was here.
You were here putting in the time.
Yep.
First broadcast today, opening day for the Brewers.
Opening
day for softball for some of these high schools around here.
It's the typical spring weather.
100% baseball game.
Because I was looking at the forecast earlier this week.
Yeah, it was looked like pretty.
65.
Sunny.
Well, yeah, by noon.
Yeah.
But then.
But it is. You know what? It's baseball and softball season here. It's going to rain today. So
it's going to rain and get colder.
It is. But you know what? It is. When's the last time that we ever had an opening day when it was 75 degrees?
I've had a few, but...
very limited.
Yeah, very limited. I've told the story once. It was about probably 20 years ago, but we were broadcasting last day of March, and it was 75 degrees, and it never got that warm again until, like, May 20th.
Yes.
Yeah, it was just like...
When it's all over.
Fluke.
Yes. I feel bad for the track kids, though. Those guys got to be cold.
Oh, yeah. Well... They're used to it. And then by the end of the year, they're roasting.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, without question.
You get to sectionals in state, and it's like 80 degrees.
Then these soccer players, they like running.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think so.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I think. I can understand, though. It's like in basketball, too. You know, I would run up and down the court.
Didn't even think about it.
But then line up for wind sprints. Come on!
Yeah.
There's no reason to.
No reason to.
Come on, I'm going to run up down the court and play basketball. Yeah. I'm not going to run wind sprints.
I'm not going to get in shape.
No, get in shape.
What rounds of shape too, coach.
I mean, also, as I said last week, you know, I was really good at the bench press. So I'd be on the bench and I'd be like, press myself up. Yeah. Coach, put me in. Yeah. Coach, put me in. You know, so I worked on my biceps that way.
You got big arms.
I did. Yeah. Put me in.
Today is game day, love line day. What else? Oh, and I have a couple questions for you. Or just a question. Who would you choose to text for the rest of your life if you could never speak to them in person?
Never speak to them in person, but text to them the rest of your life? Oh, my goodness.
Could be anybody.
That's pretty tough. I don't know. Maybe Paul McCartney?
No.
You know? I don't know whether he texts or not.
Is he dead?
No. He's still alive.
He'd text you.
Huh?
He'd text you.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. He may or may not.
He may text the police, say, hey, this guy's nuts.
Once he gets to know my effervescent personality, he might.
He'd definitely run.
Oh, yeah.
Block.
Stalker. Yeah.
If you might be from Pea Ridgeville, if your kids' grades plummet when you help them with their homework.
Oh boy, it could happen.
Could happen.
Is that how it happened with you and your kids?
I'm not going to say anything.
Going the other way.
You might want to interview the kids with that.
Yeah, we'll have to.
Some of the math problems today that third and fourth grade have.
Oh, I know.
Was like, there's no way.
That's about the time the kids passed me when they were asking for help. You know, got to about fourth grade.
Math confused me when they put the alphabet in it, and it's like I'm done with this.
Oh yeah,
there you go. Like, I'm done with this.
X, come on, what does that mean?
X. You're supposed to be in the alphabet. Give me a number there.
Right.
Well, you got to figure out the X. Why?
Why as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's on first?
Who's on first?
We'll have to play that later today because it's opening day.
It is opening day. Guess what we're playing today for opening day?
Old Maid?
Old Maid.
Oh, okay. Well,
cards are shuffled.
All right.
Maybe.
All right.
Let's see if I have them all.
What is that? Was that the Old Maid?
No, that's it. That's the Doctor.
Oh, the Doctor? Okay.
Yeah.
Those are big cards, too. I can read them.
Yeah, so What's going to happen here? This game's going to go quick.
It will?
There's only two of us, yes.
Oh, okay. Huh. Just to determine who the old maid is here today. All right. Anyway, oh, this is tough.
This is going to be tough here, Phil.
We should play euchre someday, maybe.
Yeah. Bob, or do you know how
to, euchre? You know how to play euchre?
Yes, sir.
They didn't play it in Arkansas, did they?
No. I learned it up here in the prison. I mean...
In the prison?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
When I was working.
Uh-huh. All right.
That and Hearts. Loved Hearts.
Hearts is another game, much like Old Maid, where you think you're doing well. I'll tell you what gets me with Hearts, is you're sitting there and you think you're doing well, and then some rascal starts to try and get all the points.
Right.
And you can't stop it.
Right. Yeah. You can't stop it. No matter how hard
you're like,
you try. Because
I'm thinking, I'm got to hook early.
And then you're thinking someone else is going to stop it, which they could. Like, no, I'm going to play under that.
Exactly. It's like, I got a lot of low cards. Then, of course, then they can take all the tricks.
Yes.
What do you do, Hank?
It's tough.
You get mad and you throw the cards.
Oh, 100%.
That's what I used to do.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. Very poor sport.
Well, yep. At least you admit it.
I admit it. Yep. A lot of our games went flying across the room.
Well,
I was, like a senior, something like that. So, anyway, what are you doing? Oh,
I got to put my pairs.
Your pairs?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I do have some. Okay. Rock star. Well,
a rock star.
I've never seen this old maid game before.
Really?
No. It must be the kids' version or something. Race car driver. I got two race car drivers. I have two astronauts. Wow.
You're definitely an astronaut.
Uh-huh. I wanted to be.
Did you really?
Yeah, I just wanted to hang out, you know, in weightlessness and drink Tang and, you know, that kind of thing. But, I think I'm getting there. All right. Well, boy, this is tough, Hank.
Is it?
This is live radio, you know. We're supposed to be.
Yeah,
you're not saying anything. You're too much concentration.
Well, I have to. If not, you'll cheat me.
I'll cheat you?
Yep.
I don't think so.
I'm ready for you.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, I have two airline pilots. Okay, I knew I had another one. All right.
Well,
here we go.
Somebody has the old maid, Philip.
Huh.
And somebody doesn't.
All right. Do I draw first?
Yeah, you can draw first,
buddy. All right. All right. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
Yep. All right.
All right.
All right.
We should have I drew a doctor. There we go.
Oh, a doctor. You always wanted to be a doctor, didn't you?
Yeah.
Doctor.
Do we keep going if we get the match?
Dr. Hank?
Or just go back and forth?
I think you'd keep going if you get the match.
I think we're going to get a match the whole game, so let's just go back and forth.
Oh, you think so?
Yes, because there's only two of us.
Okay.
You should have a match for that.
I don't see it.
What is he?
I'm not saying.
Or maybe I have the match and just missed
it. Oh, no, there it is. Just too many cards to keep track of.
They are.
Wow. Yeah.
It's a lot of them, Phil.
Okay.
Stop. I got a crossing guard.
Crossing guard?
Yep.
Nice job.
There you go.
All right. I can confidently take a card. Oh, it's for a nurse. I've got a match. Yeah.
We have a lot of good nurses around here. I don't trust you, Philip.
You don't trust me?
All right. You may have more. Do you have more?
I have more.
You may have a double in there, Phil.
Let me see here. Oh, maybe I do. Yeah. Too many cards to keep track of.
Yeah. All right, buddy.
All right. Baseball player. Yep.
Yep. All right.
There's a match. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Now I should go because you only have two.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
So this is it.
Mm-hmm.
This is it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
He got the old maid, but temporarily he's got two cards left. One of them is the old maid, and I've got to make a decision.
And one of them is a football player.
Real fast. Football player or the old maid? Wow. I didn't know my day was going to be this stressful.
It's stressful.
This is stressful.
It is. It's stressful. Are you ready? He got the old maid back.
I lost my headphones. I thought I was going to win the game.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Okay. This is exciting. This is like those those games of poker you see on ESPN. You know, I mean, it's that we should be wearing sunglasses or something so you don't tip our poker face. He picked the old maid again. Like I said, back in the day, our old maid deck always had a crease. It was all crumpled up because you'd fight over it. You'd pull it, you know, and so it was really tough to disguise it in the deck. All right. This is a tough decision.
This is a tough decision.
Game is on the line. Knee's got to make a choice one way or another.
Any, penny, money. And you got the old maid again.
Jeepers. Very lucky. Very lucky. Very lucky. All right. Here we go. All right.
It can't be in the same place again, can it, Phil?
I don't think so.
You don't think it
or
is?
Or it could be. You never know.
Let's see what you're looking at. I'm looking at your eyes.
Huh?
We put them down a little bit.
Oh, I should, I should be wearing sunglasses today. He got the old maid again. Oh, man. What a fun game this is.
It's cool.
Old maid. It looks like your great granny Bray.
Oh, stop.
Well, sort of.
It looks like Joanne a little bit.
No.
With the gray hair and stuff?
Joanne will come in and beat you up.
She's not here.
And I want to be here to do play-by-play on that.
Oh.
Okay.
Is it going to be the same spot or is it going to be a different one?
Yes! Got the old maid again. Jeepers. What are the odds of that happening?
I don't know. That's a lot. All right, Philip. Mm-hmm. Which one?
Yes! He got it! He got it! Oh!
Phil is the old maid.
I'm the old maid. That looks like poor old granny
poor
knee.
Poor old granny,
yeah. Poor old granny knee.
Yeah. Well, thank you, buddy. That was a
kind of. Actually, it does look a little bit like me if I grew my hair longer and put my hair in a bun.
She don't have any knees, but she, she's good.
Well, interesting.
Yeah, that was actually fun.
I was a loser again, but that's all right. That's all right, you know?
Anyway, but the best part today, Philip, is the Hank's Love Line.
Oh, Hank's Love Line.
Yeah.
All right.
Nobody waits for this.
Nobody waits for it?
No. Are you ready for this? March 26th, Love Line.
All right.
Hold your seat. I wish I was cross-eyed so I could see you twice.
Oh, that's nice.
Isn't that, Phil? That's just
beautiful.
That's just...
You going to try that today, are you, or not?
No.
Wouldn't surprise me.
No.
But,
But anyway. You know you can't sneeze when you sleep?
Can't sneeze when you sleep.
Yep. Sneezing is a reflex that helps expel pollen, dust, and other irritants from your nasal passages.
Mm.
Your brain prevents reflexes in NER, NERM sleep, and muscle movement in REM sleep. So you can't sneeze.
Mm. Did not know that.
Oh. One more quick fact.
Never tried it.
The U.S. government once rented caves in Missouri to store excess cheese.
Really?
Yes. Hundreds of feet below the ground in Missouri, there are hundreds and thousands of pounds of American cheese deep in the converted limestone mines, carves that kept perfectly at 36 degrees Fahrenheit to store stockpiles of government-owned cheese, compromising the country's 1.4 billion pounds of surplus cheese.
Wow.
Now, if you ever go to Kansas City, some of these storage containers, these storage units have for big trucks. They drive big trucks in these big lime holes in the wall, and they're just amazing. They have cities underneath there.
Interesting.
Crazy.
And old cheese.
Old cheese.
Sounds like.
Yeah, 1.4 billion pounds. Mm. That's a lot of cheese.
It's aging.
Aging. Yeah, it's definitely aging now.
Interesting.
So anyway,
well,
any plans for the day, young man?
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
May have to get the pop-up iPod out if it's going to be raining.
So I know I have to put it away tomorrow if you pop it up today.
Yeah, I can't put it in together. I can put it up instantly.
Can't put it in.
Can't put it together. It's just like my tents at home, you know? How they're supposed to go back in this neat little bag.
Wait, can you believe that?
And then I go to fold it up, and it's got like a stake sticking here, and this, you know, and the zipper goes about halfway. And
a 4x8 tent won't fit in this 1x4 bag.
No, it won't.
Never.
No, I don't know how they do it.
And you know what? Sometimes even your lawn chairs that you buy with a bag, you know how hard those are getting back in the bag?
That's why mine always sit with the bag hanging on them, even when they hang in the garage. Just hang the bag on the side.
The bag.
I ain't putting it back.
Buddy, have a great day. Yep. Good luck to all our area athletes today.
You bet, buddy.